Chapter 1. Politics versus Economics. I don't give a good goddamn what Milton Friedman says. He's not running for re-election. President Richard Nixon to a White House aide. While economic principles are important, economic actions take place within a framework of laws and government policies that are shaped by political principles, which may or may not be consistent with economic principles. The interaction of political and economic incentives makes the study of economic policy issues more challenging and more revealing than a study of either economic or political principles in isolation. Political versus economic decisions. People tend to respond to the incentives and constraints confronting them, whether they are in the marketplace or in politics. However, those incentives and constraints are very different in these different situations, so it can hardly be surprising that voters tend to behave differently than consumers, and politicians tend to behave differently than sellers of goods and services. Voters. Economic decisions and political decisions are made in different ways, even when the same person makes both kinds of decisions, for example, as a consumer and as a voter. Virtually no one puts as much time and close attention into deciding whether to vote for one candidate rather than another as is usually put into deciding whether to buy one house rather than another, or perhaps even one car rather than another. The voter's political decisions involve having a minute influence on policies which affect many other people, while economic decision-making is about having a major effect on one's own personal well-being. It should not be surprising that the quantity and quality of thinking going into these very different kinds of decisions vary correspondingly. It has been said of many laws and policies that the devil is in the details. But if most voters are not likely to look into those details, many devilish results can be expected from legislation and policies that look good at first glance when packaged with inspiring rhetoric. Politics and the market are both ways of getting some people to respond to other people's desires. But people whose professional careers are in politics operate under different incentives and constraints from those whose careers are in the economy. Consumers choosing which goods to spend their money on have often been analogized to voters deciding which candidates to elect to public office. However, the two processes are profoundly different. Not only do individuals invest very different amounts of time and thought in making economic decisions versus political decisions, those decisions are inherently different in themselves. Voters decide whether to vote for one candidate or another, but they decide how much of what kinds of food, clothing, shelter, etc. to purchase. In short, political decisions tend to be categorical, while economic decisions tend to be incremental. Voting is a package deal. You may agree with candidate A on economic policy, candidate B on foreign policy, and candidate C on environmental issues, but in the end, when you enter the voting booth, you have to vote for one candidate's whole package of policies on the economy, foreign policy, and the environment. Moreover, you don't get to change your mind until the next election. It is not like buying one brand of bread today and a different brand tomorrow if you change your mind. Incremental decisions can be more fine-tuned than deciding which candidate's whole package of principles and practices comes closest to meeting your own desires. Incremental decision-making also means that not every increment of even very desirable things is necessarily desirable, given that there are other things that the money could be spent on after having acquired a given amount of a particular good or service. For example, although it might be worthwhile spending considerable money to live in a nice home, buying a second home in the country may or may not be worth spending money that could be used instead to send a child to college or to buy an annuity for later retirement years. One consequence of incremental decision-making is that additional increments of many desirable things remain unpurchased because they are almost, but not quite, worth the sacrifices required to get them. From a political